For our listeners who might not be aware, could you just tell us what Dave Barry Plastics do?
So Dave Barry Plastics is a plastics manufacturing company that we manufacture plastic parts, plastic furniture, lots of different plastic items for the pharmaceutical and biopharmaceutical industry. So we do everything from storage trolleys to shadow boards, all stuff that's clean room compatible that can be brought into all the pharmaceutical factories in the country and worldwide, actually. All our the material, the stuff we use. So the good thing about plastics now is they're all very chemical, inert, that they can be brought into these factories and they're not being attacked by the chemicals that have to be used to keep these environments sterile and clean and fresh. So that's what we supply here in Dungarvan.
Have there been any innovations you've recently introduced in materials or manufacturing in recent years that you're particularly proud of?
We're particularly proud of, we've expanded our 3D printing department here immensely. We've had an employee retrained in additive manufacturing in SETU there earlier this year, and we're working with a new 3D printer to the plastic we use. They don't 3D print it per se, so we're in the middle of developing a 3D printer that we can use to print the material that we use and add it to our other parts. So something we're very excited and very passionate about is bringing that to life.
How have Dave Barry Plastics grown strategically while maintaining standards of quality and service in such a regulated industry?
First of all, the thing about quality is that's always number one for us, and that's how we've grown, is because our quality has been second to none. It's the mantra from the very get-go here was quality over quantity. If the thing isn't right, it won't go out to the customer, because it can't. You're only as good as your last job. That's how we work here. And we have grown. We have no sales team. We have grown purely from word of mouth. So one customer has gotten us in to do a job. We've done such a good job. They've recommended us. But we've grown throughout the country of Ireland. Like I said, the company's been going for the last 22 years. We've grown throughout the country of Ireland, and we have expanded worldwide. This year, we've had a major growth in our customer base in the US. We've had some very big projects over in the US this year, and Poland, Iceland has been another very large customer of ours over there. So, but again, word of mouth and quality, standard of quality has been what has grown that for us.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Fergal Hartley, who is co-owner of Hartley People in Waterford City. How do you reckon Hartley People is differentiated in a crowded recruitment sector? What makes you different?
Well, I'd say, David, we're different because we're probably, you know, to call us a recruitment company would probably understate it to some extent. We'd see ourselves as a group of five different businesses. Now, they're all relating to, we operate in, we're in the business of people, but we have a diverse group, I suppose. We have Hartley People Recruitment, which is the business that you're probably referring to, and the business that we're arguably best known for, because that's what we set up as in 2001. But we also have FlexiForce, which is an agency staffing solutions business. We have Canicare, which is a healthcare and home care services group. We have Burton Sinclair, which is executive search, and we have Hartley People Training. So there are five different business verticals, I suppose. So I suppose, you know, how do we differentiate ourselves? Well, we'd see our USP is in our diversification and all that comes with that, the business resilience that comes with that, the operational synergies that come with that, the opportunities for staff development, the opportunities for staff redeployment, and even the client offering. So most companies or most organizations that employ 10 people or more will typically have some use for some of our services. So it creates far more opportunities for us across the group.
Your website highlights your local Waterford base and your deep regional expertise. How has your location, do you feel, influenced your strategy and growth?
Well, I suppose originally we were set up as a Waterford-based company servicing mostly Waterford clients. I suppose in later years, we developed into a regional business. And now I suppose across our five different verticals, our business divisions, we pretty much have business and have customers in all 26 counties in the Republic of Ireland, right? So, you know, I suppose we've over the years, and as I say, we're almost 25 years in business, we've expanded our horizons, I suppose, beyond just Waterford. But most of what we do, I suppose, in terms of where we plan from, where we operate from, is Waterford.
I'm delighted to be joined by Stephen Delaney, who is the Managing Director at Q1 Scientific. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. Can you just tell us a bit about what Q1 Scientific do?
Yeah, sure thing. So we're operating in Waterford now for the last 13 years, and we work with pharmaceutical companies all across Ireland, providing outsourced storage for them. So temperature control storage, very specific temperature control storage, can be a challenging process to complete on site for pharmaceutical companies. So they would come to us and rent out space in our facility in Waterford, and we can hold those samples for them as part of R&D trials or commercial batches. And it allows them to focus on their core operations around manufacturing and testing, and we can then support them as they grow.
How do you balance growth with maintaining a good quality of service, especially when you're scaling facilities or entering new markets? How do you balance that?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge challenge. You know, when I first joined Q1, there was three people in the company. And so not much would happen without everyone knowing about it. And now we're across three different locations and we're up to about 30 people. And so messages can get lost and standards can slip if you're not on top of that kind of on top of everything, really. And I suppose, harking back to my previous point, we put a lot of emphasis on people growth and training, and to ensure we're always up to date with the latest technology. We also invest a lot in our systems, and we try not to sit back on them. We're now implementing a lot of AI systems which support people, don't really replace people, and that's not our goal. It's just to be able to allow us to continue to provide a high standard of service.
Just final question then, Stephen, how would it feel for the company to win Business of the Year up to 100 employees at the Waterford Business Awards this year?
Oh, to be insane, really, you know, to kind of, like, as I mentioned, when I first started in Q1 10 years ago, we were three or four people, I think, and probably three or four customers, and we're probably closer to 100 customers now. And so to be even in with a nomination and to be a chance of winning that is really just nuts to come from there, a startup company 10, 12 years ago, to now be a really well-established multinational facility.